Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. One thing I forgot to mention in yesterday's call when I was going through some announcements is on Monday, April 30th at 9 p.m. Eastern, our guest speaker on that conference call is going to be John Sproat. John's an attorney, a retired attorney here in Ohio, who developed a specialty in environmental law and has a lot of experience with the effect of these animal confinement facilities, which I talked a whole lot about in Whitewash, on the environment and on human health. And how I met him was I spoke at a continuing education conference for lawyers here in Ohio at a university up in Cleveland, and he was one of the other speakers on that program. And I really was impressed with him. In fact, we went to dinner afterwards, all of the speakers, and I was disappointed when I had to get in the car and come home, because I had another appointment back in Columbus because I thought he was so fascinating. So if you're interested in some of what the environmental ramifications of these farms and how they interact with the community, and boy, do we have some great stories of stuff that's happened in Ohio, and he was right in the thick of it on a couple of them. So anyway, if the environmental aspect of health interests you, you must be on this call. I promise this guy will fascinate you with what he has to say. So on to today's message. Oh, and by the way, the office number, in case you need to call for information, 614-841-7700. All right. So now for today's message. Every few months, a new study is published showing that diagnostic tests, particularly cancer screenings, do more harm than good. And by the way, I just found out Dr. Otis Brawley, who is the medical director of the American Cancer Society, has a new book out talking about this very thing. Here's a guy that's in the thick of traditional medicine, and he's basically agreeing with what we're saying here. This is especially true of mammography. It continues to be a very controversial topic, not because of the science, but because of the emotions associated with it. But a recently published new study in Norway found that up to 25% of cancers detected by mammograms are clinically insignificant and don't require treatment, but that women diagnosed with these cancers are being treated for cancer anyway. These are the pseudo-cancers discussed in Gilbert Welch's book, Should I Get Tested for Cancer? Maybe Not, and Here's Why. And I covered that in messages, I think, either last year or the year before, and there's some information on health online about that. But breast abnormalities like carcinoma in situ are detected through mammography, and they're highly unlikely to progress to cancer. It's estimated that less than 2% of them do. But once found, women and their doctors feel compelled to do something about them. And so lumpectomy, radiation, drugs are usually recommended, and most women do as they're told. It's very difficult once you know about something to just leave it alone. So we end up with a lot of over-treatment. Now, this particular study was conducted in Norway, where mammography was introduced over 10 years ago, but implemented in stages throughout the country by county. This provides a great opportunity to compare screened populations with unscreened populations to determine the usefulness and efficacy of the test. The researchers compared the number of cases of invasive breast cancer diagnosed in women who had mammograms and then compared the results to matched controls who were not screened. Between 15 and 20% of the diagnosed breast cancers were considered overdiagnoses. The data shows that 2,500 women have to be routinely screened in order to save one life, and that between 6 and 10 women receive unnecessary treatment for every life saved. The researchers concluded, quote, these data suggest that mammography screening entails a substantial amount of overdiagnosis. Now, I don't want to discount the importance of one saved life. All lives are important. But when making a decision about whether or not to have a mammogram, women should be told that the chances of being harmed by the test are greater than the chances of being helped. And if doctors would just engage in this, what I call informed consent conversation with their patients, the demand for these tests would most certainly be reduced, which would shave a few billion dollars from our very bloated healthcare system each year. It would also save thousands of women from being labeled cancer patients who really are not and undergoing harmful treatments that cause additional health problems, and it would keep a lot of women from having what's essentially a useless test that doesn't tell you much, and concluding that they're fine and going about their business eating dairy products and high-fat foods and too much animal food and carrying extra body weight, which are real risk factors for developing cancer at some time in the future, even of detecting it. So in any case, more food for thought. Don't have useless tests. How about that for a proposal? That's all for now, and have a great day.